It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
On the Patriots, and today it is defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington. He's brought to you by Rate. You can visit Shant, S-H-A-N-T-W-E-E-I.com to learn more, and by McFarlane Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. DeMarcus Covington, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing wonderful. I'm sure we, like you, feel much better coming off a win last week. You guys were able to correct some things, particularly in the run game against the Jets. What were you able to correct, and how do you do that going forward after some big weeks where teams ran on you going into the last win?
I think it's what we've been preaching really since the beginning of training camp. It's all about fundamentals. It's all about technique, reading our keys, playing with good pad level, and then all with the block disruption too. So that's what we did a better job of making sure we read our keys, play with better pad level, and then, you know, one line of scrimmage. So that's what we need to continue to do going forward.
A lot was made, obviously, last week of Coach Mayo saying the team was soft and then saying that the team was playing soft. Were you happy with the response that you got 6 days after he said that?
No, for me, we always just focus on, like, getting better every day. So that's what we always talk about, getting better every day, trying to improve in something. So anytime we're in the building or anytime we have an opportunity to go out there on the practice field is to get better. And that's what we look at. And we always looked at as the next opponent, and which is the next game, which is always the next is the big game for us. And so that's kind of how we looked at it. And for us, it was about going out there and executing on a down-to-down basis and being consistent.
We're about midway through the year at this point in time. It's your first year as a coordinator in the NFL. I'm just curious how the year has gone for you to this point. It's a higher profile job. There's more second guessing. You're doing media on the radio every week. Like, what has surprised you thus far about this year? What's jumped out about the experience as a first year coordinator?
Yeah, for me, it's really just actually going out there and doing it. You know, I always try to put myself in those positions anyway, you know, as aspiring to be a coordinator. So I always try to put myself in those situations as calling in on my own, getting those reps, you know, throughout the season and all season, even, you know, as I was trying to prepare to be a coordinator. But, you know, for me, it's about, you know, how do we put together and string together good days as a unit. You know, it's not all about me. We have a good coaching staff. We have good players. And so I think how do I coordinate it and getting us playing our best ball with the 11 guys we got on the field.
You know, trade deadline coming up on Tuesday. Last week, Josh Uche obviously doesn't play in the game, and then he's traded away later on. I'm curious, what kind of communication do you have with, you know, Elliott Wolf or Coach Mayo in regards to that? You know, whether you know guys are going to be on the team for you or not in the coming week?
Yeah, I think that's Mayo and Elliott. Those guys, they do a good job of handling that. And then for me, they leave the coordinating the defense up to me. So that's what I do. And that's my job, and that's kind of where we're at with that.
Talking to Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington.
Yeah, just on one last thing on Uche. A couple seasons ago, and I know he had Matt Judon on the other side of him, but he had a breakout year, 11.5 sacks, not as successful last year going into this year. What in your mind happened with him over the last couple of years?
No, I think every year is different for teams, players, coaches. You know, every year is a different year. So everybody would like to have the same success that they have repeat. But when you look across the league, that's not just the reality of it. But for him, like, Josh Uche can play some football. He can rush the passer. He can do a lot of good things. So, and I'm hoping he gets that opportunity to do that in Kansas City, because he definitely can do those things.
I'm curious, when you look at Tennessee this week, Calvin Ridley, who the Patriots were linked to in free agency, and Robert Kraft spoke about their interest in Calvin Ridley, the team's interest in Calvin Ridley. What have you seen from him thus far and the impact he's made in Tennessee?
Yeah, he's definitely their go-to guy. You know, I think their offense runs through him, you know, and so he's definitely going to be a point of attack in all phases of the game for him. I would say him and the backs. So, you know, he's a guy who can, you know, create separation. He's fast. He can go up and catch the ball at any point. And he does a good job of creating space, you know, at the top of the route. So we got our work cut out for us this week. And he's, you know, he was one of the highly sought after, you know, free agent guys for a reason.
You know, watching the Tennessee Titans offense, they have struggled a bit this year. They've played two quarterbacks. Will Levis has played in 5 games. He's been hurt recently, limited this week at practice. Then Mason Rudolph has played in 3 games. But when you're watching them, is the offense pretty much the same with either quarterback, or have you noticed differences?
Yeah, they both run the offense the same, and you really can't get fooled by their record. Their offense does some good things, really good things. It's just been a story of, you know, playing from behind and then also turning over the ball. So this is a good offense that can definitely score points and move the ball with the weapons that they have, and they want to run the ball. So I think no matter who's the quarterback in there, the offense really will be pretty much the same.
I'm curious, you guys work notoriously long hours as coaches in the NFL. What's Halloween like for a coach in the NFL?
Yeah, for me, it was great. Obviously, you know, with little kids, you know, the day that, you know, you can mark that on your calendar. And I know with our coaching staff, we have kids on the staff. So we worked early throughout the week so we can kind of spend that time and go and trick-or-treat with our kids. And then come back if we needed to come back. So, but we front loaded everything. So we knew, and for me, family is important. So, our coaching staff spent their time, you know, definitely trick or treating for a couple hours, and then step away from the office to kind of spend that time with the family. Well, we don't get that opportunity back. We can't definitely let that go by.
Any costumes? Any coaches wearing costumes? You hear about anything?
Yeah, we have some. Definitely some costumes going on.
Like what? Who was wearing what?
Yeah, I guess you have to find that one out. You're on your own.
Oh, wow, man,
Bill's pretty not safe for work costumes. Bill, from the sound of it,
Bill one time was a pirate.
Yeah, he was a fisherman.
Did you see that? You see Bill flopping around there on the beach? You see that one?
No, I didn't get an opportunity to see that.
We'll send it to you.
Yeah,
we'll pass it along. I'm curious, one of the big topics out of last week in the NFL was the Jaden Daniels Hail Mary beating the Bears. I can only imagine as a defensive coordinator watching a play like that unfold, you got to just be losing your mind. And I'm curious, how often do you guys practice even Hail Mary defense and things like that?
Every week. It's part of our situations we go through. Because when you look at it, when you look at even all the games in the NFL, I mean, it comes down to the last 2 minutes of the game. You're either preparing for 2 minutes or 4 minutes, you know, every single week. So those situations are critical, and when they come up, you want to handle them the right time. So we spend that time either on Friday or Saturday working on our situations and make sure we are on point, because every team is different in how they handle different situations. So we want to make sure that we're not asleep or caught in the moment. Just like last week, a situation came up last week for us. And if we don't work on those things every single week and we just, you know, leave it to training camp, you know, we have new players all the time. We have new guys get injuries. So you have to stay on top of those situations because of the amount of different people you might have from week to week.
We typically talk to Christian Gonzalez on Patriots Mondays. He's been a bit of a tough nut to crack. Any suggestions? Well, how can we loosen up Christian? How can we get more out of Christian Gonzalez? A little more talkative. I know Gerard said he's not very talkative. He said that a couple of times this year. How do we do that?
Nah, I mean Christian. Yeah, he's all about business. He's a great guy. Love having him in our building and in our room, and then especially out on the football field. So yeah, I think you just got to keep working. Hopefully with the weeks that you have them on it, you're building that relationship with them. So I know relationships always open up that.
Yeah. All right, we'll just keep working.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to keep plugging away. DeMarcus Covington, yep. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a few weeks. Best of luck on Sunday.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. DeMarcus Covington here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.